Oaks fans, welcome back to another episode of Okie Vision and another Okie Vision season preview, our first of 2022. This week I'm joined by Menlo College men's volleyball head coach Todd Hollenbeck. Thanks for joining me, coach.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, we're excited to see your boys back in action for the first time in almost 2 years. NAIA preseason rankings just came out with your Oaks, despite not competing last season, being ranked number 7 in the preseason polls. And we know, looking at your schedule, top to bottom, you've got some really tough competition right off the bat and then into conference play. What are some of the key matchups you have circled going into this season?
Yeah, before rankings and everything and scheduling, it's always can be interesting. But luckily, the teams that we had scheduled, I knew were going to be good from day one, no matter what the ranking said. So we've got number 14, Campbellsville, coming. We play next Saturday night. And then number 2 in the nation, Ben U, on Sunday night. And just in the mix, too, our local UC Merced, which is awesome that, you know, NorCal is getting some love. I think they're number 15. We play them before we play Ben U on that same day on Sunday. So action-packed, you know, we've got a lot of hungry returners and we want to put ourselves to the test early.
Absolutely. And that's huge that you get UC Merced and Ben U on the schedule, despite them no longer being a part of the Golden State Athletic Conference. Get to see them early, a great early test for your program. You alluded to the returners a little bit there. Let's talk about some of your key returners who you look to lead the squad this season. Who would you have the fans at home circle?
Yeah, I mean, we've got, I'm really excited. I mean, with COVID and with, you know, we've lost some kids in terms of making decisions to do other things, but we're really excited about the guys that, you know, gutted it out last year with just training season. We've got Conrad Stokolosinski, Eden Ibrahimovic, Chase Dorito, Lucas Larson, Shea Filardo, Christian Menchaka, a newcomer because he didn't get a chance to play last year, but just trained with us as a freshman and now as a sophomore, Dylan Cohen, big middle. So some new faces along with the same faces that you know and love, looking to make a big impact real quick, along with, you know, a lot of new freshman talent, Joshua Thompson, the Kane brothers from Northern California, Gabe Niddle, another 6'6 middle, lot of height, a lot of young talent looking to prove themselves.
All right, Coach. Well, it sounds like you got a great mix between, like you said, the old guard and the new guard, and we're really excited to see you play. You kick off your season at Slug Slam at UC Santa Cruz this weekend. Why don't you give us a little preview about what we can expect at Slug Slam?
Correction, we play tonight. So our first match is tonight. Granted, it's a home match and it's an exhibition, but we're by no means a finished product. You know, we're excited. Some young talent's going to get a chance to show us what they got, and then leading into the weekend against two big Division III opponents, a lot of players getting a chance to show us, you know, how to compete and, you know, what being an Oak really means.
All right, Coach. Well, we're excited to see your team in action. I want to thank you for your time for joining us here on Okie Vision.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. And Oaks fans, you can catch the men's volleyball team in action via live stream tonight against local semi-professional club Sport Connex, and then in action this weekend for regulation competition for the first time in nearly 2 years at the UC Santa Cruz Slug Slam. Thanks, Oaks fans, for joining us, and go Oaks.
Go Oaks.